U.S. Customs stopped a truck full of humanitarian aid destined for Cuba at the West Coast Canadian border on Sunday. The aid shipment collected from people in Canada is part of the 23rd Pastors for Peace caravan to Cuba, and it includes medical and educational supplies and sports equipment. Today, supporters of Pastors for Peace protested on both sides of the border and said they won't leave until the aid is allowed to cross. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Tamara Hansen of Pastors for Peace.
Where are you and what's going on?
I'm currently at the U.S.-Canada border crossing between B.C. and Washington. It's called the Commercial Truck Stop Crossing, and I'm on the American side along with almost a dozen people here and close to 30 people on the other side who are participating in Canada in a press conference against what is happening here with our aid to Cuba at the United States border crossing.
What has happened to the aid? I understand that it was stopped at the border. What's going on?
Well, yesterday we began our crossing at what is called the Peace Arch border crossing, which is where there's a friendship park between the U.S. and Cuba. And we were told that our aid would not be counted as humanitarian aid, but instead as commercial goods, and that they were going to ask us to come to the commercial truck crossing. We had the same experience last year crossing the border with the caravan, and we told them that we had had that same experience and that we did not wish to go to the commercial truck crossing, but we were told that they had orders from above and that we had to come to the commercial truck stop crossing. So we made our way here, and we made another attempt at crossing the border with the truck full of aid. And during that crossing, they initially told us that we would not be allowed to take any aid through. And then through some discussion and negotiation, we were told that we would be allowed to let some aid through, but not sports equipment specifically. And so about probably a third of our aid is sports equipment. We also have a lot of educational supplies and medical supplies with us. And basically, we told the border crossing guards that we would not be willing to divide up our aid between sports equipment and other humanitarian aid, that all of the aid needs to go to Cuba. This is for Cuban children, for the Cuban people. And so we're going to make another border crossing attempt in about half an hour here and hope that we will have different results after mounting protests, media coverage, and calls to politicians in Washington, D.C.
And for people who are not familiar with what Pastors for Peace Caravan to Cuba does, I understand this is the 23rd time that you're doing this. What's it all about?
This is a caravan of friendship and peace for the people of Cuba. And the caravan is an initiative taken on by Pastors for Peace, basically saying that any law that denies the right of the American people to love their neighbor, to love and show support and solidarity with Cuba, is an illegal law according to humanity, and that we must break that law. And so this caravan is to take aid and solidarity to the people of Cuba against the United States blockade of that country.
You mentioned that you were stopped last year and told that you had to go to the commercial truck crossing. Is this a new policy that you're encountering, or have you always experienced difficulties?
This is very new. It's the last 2 years that we've had difficulties. Traditionally, the BC to Washington border crossing has been quite smooth, and so it's the last 2 years that we have encountered these difficulties.
And why do you think that is?
I think that it's a policy of intimidation. A few years ago, the Montreal border crossing had some difficulties. Now, 2 days ago, the Montreal crossing went ahead without any problems. They were allowed in, and now they are giving us problems in British Columbia. So I think this is very much a campaign of intimidation and trying to divide the aid, trying to divide between their policy for Montreal and their policy for BC. All of these things are just a policy to frustrate the campaign and the good work that's being done by the Caravanistas and IFCO Pastors for Peace.
I presume you get to hear how well received the aid is, but what difference does it make to the life of a child in Cuba?
I think that the aid is very important because of the fact that the blockade really represents a difficulty for the Cuban people. And although the amount of aid that we bring cannot make a huge dent in Cuban society, we take about 100 tons of aid every year, but, you know, the need is very high. And so we know that it doesn't make a significant impact kind of on the economic situation of Cuba. But in terms of the morale, in terms of saying that you have friends around the world and that the U.S. government policy is different than the people policy of the United States and how the people in the United States feel about Cuba, that is the most important impact that this caravan and this aid has for the people of Cuba.
Tamara Hansen is with IFCO Pastors for Peace. She spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.